Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Dalet.
The Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis brings Shitas Reish Lakish that the Din Prisha 7 days before Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is Parish Lishkas Parhedrin. That's not learned out of Miluim, rather it's learned from Sinai. Gemara brings the pasuk v'yishkan kfoy Hashem al Har Sinai v'yichaseihu anon sheishes yomim v'yikra Moshe b'yom hashvi, and the Gemara says ma'ishishes yomim ze bono av shekol anichnas b'machin eshchino toin prishas shisha. On that the Gemara asks v'anan shivotnan, the Mishnah says that prisha is for 7 days. Where does the seventh day come from according to Reish Lakish? If it's learned from Sinai, it should only be for 6 days. On that, the Gemara answers, "Masnisin Rabbi Huda ben Beseirohi dechayish l'tumas beisoi." The extra day, the seventh day, that's a different chash that we're afraid the Kohen Gadol will live with his wife, and it will turn out that she's a nida, and the Kohen Gadol will become tamei with a tumah of bayal nida, and it'll become possible for the aveda. So the extra day is for a different chash of tumas beisoi. Now the Ritva over here asks Akasha. He says, "Once we say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, that we're choshesh for Tumas Beisai, so why do we need the limit of Sinai? Why don't we just say that the Din Prisha is because of Achshash Tumas Beisai, Achshash of Bayal Nida? Why do we need the limit of Sinai at all?" And on that, the Ritva says two terutzim. The first terutz he says is that if it were only for Tumas Beisai, then he would have to be separated from his wife, but why would he have to go to Lishkas Parhedrin? He should be able to stay home. As long as he's separated from his wife, there's no chash that he'll become tameh with a tumah of bayal nida. That's the first teretz, and the truth is, according to this, it should turn out that the first day of prisha, where really that's only because of chash tumas beisai, only the next 6 days are learned from Sinai according to Reish Lakish. So the first day, really, it should be enough for him to stay home and just be separated from his wife. Why would he have to go to Lishkas Parhedrin on the first day? So Pashas, what the Ritva means to say, is that since anyways he needs Prisha 7 days from his wife, and the next 6 days he has to be in the Lushkas Parhedrin, that's learned from Sinai, so Pashas, already from the first day, we send him to Lushkas Parhedrin because we wanted that all 7 days of Prisha should be identical. We didn't want to differentiate between the first day and the next 6 days. Akoponim, that's the first teretz of the Ritva. And the second teretz, he says, that really the chash of Tumas Beisai, that he'll be a bayal nida, that's something which is really not shriach at all, and that would not be enough for us to make a din prisha. It's only now that already we have a din prisha, we have a din from Sinai, that before one goes to Machna Shechina, he needs to be parish 6 days, so we add one extra day because of the chash Tumas Beisai, even though Tumas Beisai is not shriach. But on its own, if there was no limit from Sinai, then we would not make any gzera at all of Prisha, because Tumas Beisai is not Shriach. So the Mashmois is that the Ritva had a tzofik, he had two tzadim, would the din Tumas Beisai alone be enough to be Mechayev Prisha? According to the first teretz of the Ritva, the chash of Tumas Beisai would be enough to be Mechayev Prisha, just it wouldn't be to Lishkas Parhedrin. He would be able to stay home and just separate himself from his wife. Whereas according to the second teretz of the Ritva, the chash of Tumas Beisai would not be enough on its own to be mechayev any prisha at all. Only once there already is a din prisha, it's enough to add on one extra day. Now the truth is, these two tzadim, l'chayra, are negeya according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. Rabbi Yochanan, who learns the din prisha of 7 days from Miluim, the Gemara later on in Dav Vav Amid Aleph says that he also is maskim to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir that there's a chash of Tumas Beisai. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, Yovai Ishta Imai, why can't the Kohen Gadol bring his wife along with him when he goes to Lishkas Parhedrin? Even though we learn from Elurim that there has to be a din prisha to Hamokon Kodosh, but why is it a problem for him to bring his wife along? And that the Gemara answers, the reason why his wife has to stay home, that's for a different reason, that's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we're choshesh for Tumas Beisai. So even Rabbi Yochanan has to come on to the Svara of Chashinon LeTumas Beisai, because if not, his wife would be able to come along. And here as well, we can discuss these two possibilities. What would have been without the limud of Miluim to tell us that Din Prisha to Hamakom Kadosh for 7 days, if only for the Chash of Tumas Beisai, what would Rabbi Yochanan say? Would that be enough to be Mechayev Prisha, meaning Prisha from his wife? Perhaps he wouldn't have to go to Lishkas Parhedrin, but he would have to be Parish Me'ishtai. Or do we say no? If there would be no mekar from Eluim to have it in Prisha to Hamakom Kodesh, then the chashash of Tumas Beisai, of Bayal Nida, that alone would not be enough to make any gzera whatsoever, because it's loy shchiach, and there would be no din prisha at all. And perhaps there are nafkaminos in this shaila. One nafkamina, perhaps, is based on a Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes in the beginning of the Mesechda, he's medayik in the Loshon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim. Shivas Yomim, and not Shiva Yomim. He says, why does it not say Shiva Yomim? And he says, Shivas Yomim is mashma, one unit of 7 days. The din prisha is one single unit, and therefore if he did not do prisha from the beginning, if he missed the first day, then there's no purpose of doing prisha for the next 6 days. It's Shivas Yomim, it's one unit, and it's either all or nothing. That's how the Sfas Emes understands the Loshon of the Mishnah. And he says, according to Reish Lakish, that really the Iker din prisha is learned from Sinai, that's for 6 days. So according to Reish Lakish, surely even if he missed the first day, but he could still do prisha for the next 6 days. However, what happened if he missed the first 2 days? Or the first 3 days? Does he do prisha for the remaining days? Here as well, perhaps it's one unit of 6 days according to Reish Lakish, and once he does not have the complete 6 days, then there's no purpose of doing prisha for 4 days or 5 days. Now here, we can deliberate if we'll assume that the Sfas Emes is correct, that for the Din Prisha of Sinai, you have to have a full 6 days, or for the Din Prisha of Miluim, you have to have a full 7 days. What happens if he does not have the complete 6 days or 7 days? So therefore, he will not go to Lishkas Parhedrin for anything less than the complete amount. But what will be the Din? Will he be usher to his wife? Will he have to be Pirish Mibesai for the remainder of the days? Even if he wasn't Pirish from the beginning of the 7 days, and he was fortunate enough that he did not become Tomei with the Tumah of Bayal Nida, but at least for the remainder of the days, we should not continue taking the risk that he'll become Tomei, and we should do Prisha. And this Tachari would be Taloi in the two Tzadim of the Ritva. According to the first Tzad of the Ritva, the Chashash of Tumas Beisai would be enough to require Prisha. Just the Ritva says he wouldn't have to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So here as well, even though he's not going to Lishkas Parhedrin because he does not have the full 6 days or the full 7 days, but still we should be mafish him from his wife because of the chashash of Bayal Nida. However, according to the second Tarsh of the Ritva, the chashash of Tumas Beisai is not shchiach, and it's not enough of a reason to make the din prisha on its own. It's only enough to add a 7th day according to Reish Lakish, or according to Rabbi Yechon, and it's enough to add that the Kohen Gadol cannot bring his wife along with him, but on its own it would not be Mechayev Prisha, and therefore in this case, where the Kohen Gadol is not being Hufresh to Lishkas Parhedrin, so the Chashash of Tumas Beisai would not be Mechayev any Prisha from his wife. That's one Nafkamina. A second Nafkamina, perhaps, is based on the Tosefta, here in Yuma Perek Aleph, Halacha Dawid. The Tosefta says, Loma Mafrishin Kohen Acher Tachtov. Why are we mafish a second Kohen Gadol in place of the first Kohen Gadol? In case the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, the second Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah. Now the Chastei David over here is Medayik in the Taisefta, not like our Gemara says earlier on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is Meduyik, that the second Kohen Gadol does not need Prisha. We just have to be Maskinon, but not Mafrishin. Like the Gemara says, because since Prisha is not Ma'akev, therefore we're not Mechayev Prisha from the second Kohen Gadol. But the Tosefta seems to say not like this. The Tosefta says that we're Mafrish, the second Kohen Gadol Tachtov. And the Chasdei David explains that the Tosefta holds that even though Einech Nami were not Mafrish him to the Lishkas Parhedrin, however, the second Kohen Gadol does need a certain Prisha, and that is Prisha Mibesai. Even though he's not going to Lishkas Parhedrin, he could stay home, but he does have to separate his wife for 7 days because of the chashash of Tumas Beisai. That's how the Chassid David understands the Tosefta. And according to this, we see clearly from the Tosefta, like the first Tzad of the Ritva, that there is a possibility of being Mechayev Prisha Mibesai, even though we're not being Mechayev Prisha to Lishkas Parhedrin. Because this second Kohen Gadol, according to the Tosefta, were being Mechayev him Adin Prisha Mibesai, even though he's not being Hufrash to Lishkas Parhedrin. So the Chashash of Tumas Beisai is enough on its own to be Mafrish with the Kohen Gadol from his wife. According to the second side of the Ritva, Lechayra, the second Kohen Gadol, once we say he does not need Prisha to Lishkas Parhedrin, he also would not need Prisha Mibesai. So these are two possible Nafkaminos in the Tut Stodom of the Ritva. The first nafkamino, according to the Sfas Emes, if he misses the first day of Prisha, will we still be mafreshim beisai? And the second nafkamino, based on the Tosefta, the second Kohen Gadol, who does not have Prisha to Lishkas Perhedrin, is it possible to say that he still needs Prisha mi beisai? Now, at the top of the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, Bishma lididi, the alfinan mi miluim, Hainu d'tanya, that's the pshat in the Braisa, ze v'ze, mazin alov kol shiva, mikol chatois shahayu sham. Na'voi nam yazor b'miluim. According to me, that learns out the demprisha from miluim, so we understand what the Braisa says, that we were mazah on the Kohen Gadol every day of the 7 days of prisha, from all the chatois, all the paris adumois which we ever brought, because we find also a concept of azor b'miluim, so we learn that also, just like by miluim no hazois, also by the preacher of the Kohen Gadol we need hazois. Ela l'didcha d'yafis misinai hazor b'sinai mihavoi. According to Reish Lakish, the preacher is learned from the preacher of Sinai, and by Sinai there was no hazois. So where does the hazois of preacher come from? And that the Gemara asks back on Rabbi Yochanan v'letaimeich minicha b'miluim dam hochamayim. And that the Gemara answers holy kasher the tanur b'chiyo nichnasu mayim tachas dam. And the Gemara comes out, according to Reish Lakish, the reason there was a need for Hazois, that was a Maila Ba'alma, an additional Chumrah to be Choshesh for Tumah. Now what exactly is the Svara that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam? How can we say on our own Misvara that Mayim can take the place of Dam? If Prisha has learned from Miluim and there was Dam, then Prisha of the Kohen Gadol should also have to be with Dam. So Tosis over here in Dibur Maschol, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam, Tosis proves from here that the entire limud of Prisha from Miluim is not really a Din D'Oraisa. It's only a Smachto Ba'alma. Because if it was a limud Gomor, then we cannot possibly say Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. So Tosis concludes, V'kivan da Smachto Ba'alma hu ein lochosh yaminon Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. That's Shitas Tosis in Dibur Maschol, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. However, in the next Tosfos, Dibur Maschol Hazor B'Sinai Mihavo, Tosfos has two tzadim, whether it's Limud Gomor or only Asmachto Ba'alma. Tosfos in the middle of the Dibur Maschol, he asks a kasha from the Gemara later on in Daf Ches Omer Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a Machlokes Tanoim, which days were we Maze on the Kohen Gadol from the Mechatos? Rabbi Yossi holds that we were only Maze on Shlishi V'Shvi'i. Only on the third day of Prisha and the seventh day of Prisha. And her mayor holds that we were mazed in the Kohen Gadol all 7 days of Prisha. And the Gemara asks Akasha on her mayor, Bishlam Rishon Shema Shlishi, Sheini Shema Shlishi, Shlishi Shema Shlishi. Bishlam the first and the second and the third day of Prisha, we understand why we needed to be mazed on the Kohen Gadol, because maybe this is the third day from when he became Tomei Tomas Meis, and the din is you have to be mazed on the third day and the seventh day. However, the Gemara continues, but the fourth day of Prisha, it's not possible that he became Tomei 3 days ago. 3 days ago already was the first day of Prisha, and there's no chash that he became Tomei then. And the Gemara continues, also the fifth day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day, we understand why he needed Hazar, because maybe it's the seventh day from when he became Tomei. And the Gemara concludes that Einechanami, the fourth day of Prisha, is Lav Dafka. Einechanami, he did not really need Hazar on that day. And Tosfos asks Akasha, why was it pashut to the Gemara that according to her mayor, the Hazois on the Kohen Gadol had anything to do with Tumah? Einechanami according to Rabbi Yossi, that we are mazah on the third day and the seventh day, so clearly the Hazois are because of Achshash Tumah. But according to her mayor, maybe they have nothing to do with Tumah. Rather, since Prisha has learned from Miluim, and just like by Miluim there was a Hazah 7 days, here also there's Hazah on the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, but it has nothing to do with Tumah. And therefore it has to be all 7 days, just like it was by Miluim. On that, Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first that Tosfos says is that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, he was the Maksha over there later on that asks, why do you need Hazah on the fourth day? He clearly holds like Reish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds that the Din Prisha is not learned from Miluim, rather from Sinai, and the Hazois are Mishum Maila, meaning Mishum Chashash Tumah, and therefore the Gemara is bothered by why do you need Hazah on the fourth day? However, Einechanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara would not ask such a kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Hazois are not Mishum Tumah, and therefore, just like by Miluim, it was for 7 days, the Prisha for the Kohen Gadol also you need Hazois for 7 days. The second Taras Tosfos says, is that even if you do learn from Miluim, but since it's only a Smachta Ba'alma, it's not a Limud Gomor, There must have been some reason why the Rabbanim wanted to have Hazois, and that is Mishum Chashash Toma, so they were Masmechit. They say, we do find already a similar concept of Hazois by Miluim. But Enechinami, if there would be no reason to be Maz on him, if the Chachamim would not find a reason for the Hazois, then they would not say that you need Hazois by the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol just because we find Hazois by Miluim, because anyways, the whole Limud is not a Limud Gomer, it's only Asmachta. And therefore the Gemara concludes that the fourth day, where there is no Chashash Toma, Enechinami, he did not need to have a Hazah. So we see Tosis has two tzadim, whether the limud from Miluim was a limud gomer or only a smachta. And Tosis holds that if it's a limud gomer, then hazois have nothing to do with the tumah. It's exeris the kosov. Just like by Miluim there was hazois 7 days, also by Prisha there's hazois for 7 days. If you hold that it's a smachta, then Tosis holds that the hazois were mishum tumah, and they were only masmechit to that which we also find hazois by the Miluim. Tosis in the previous Dibur Maschil, like we mentioned, there he concluded that it's only Asmachta Ba'alma, because if not, he held that it's difficult to understand what's the Svara of Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. Now the Gvura Sari is Meirich on this Inyan, he brings Tosfos, and he says it's very difficult to say that the whole Limud is only Asmachta Ba'alma. The Pasha says that it's a Limud Gomor, and he says from Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha to Reish Lakish, that Bishlam Lididi, the Yalfinan Mimiluim, Hainu Detanya Mazin Alav Kol Shiva, the Mashmois says that according to Rabbi Yochanan himself, it's Pasha that there should be Hazah Kol Shiva, just like we find Hazah by Miluim, also there's Hazah from Prisha. This is not Mashma that it's only Mishum Chashash Toma and it's Husmach on the Hazah of Miluim. And therefore he concludes that it's a Limud Gomor, and he says that which the Gemara says, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam, we have to say that's a svara malyo min ha-toyro, it's a svara that's understandable even on a deraisa level. He doesn't offer much of an explanation, but that's how he concludes that it's a svara that works even mid deraisa. And according to the Gvur Sari, we have to say, like Tosfos says in the first teretz in Lidibar Maschil Hazah, that the Gemara in Dav Ches, which assumes that the Hazois are Mishum Tumo, from the fact that the Gemara is bothered by what you need Hazah on the fourth day, that Gemara will have to go according to Reish Lakish and not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we find also in the Rimilu Nil, over here in his Pirush on Yuma, he also learns like the Mahalach, that the limud for Miluim is a limud gomer min ha-toyro, and therefore the Hazois, that they were Mazda and the Kohen Gadol, he says have nothing to do with Tumo. It's like Xeris HaKosov, just like there were Hazois by Miluim, also there has to be Hazois and the Kohen Gadol for all 7 days, and the Svar of Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam works min ha-toyro, and he says it's even a Kal v'chomer. He says, if dam, which cannot work for tvila, one cannot be toivel to be metayer himself in dam, still it works to be mazeh, so mayim, which works for tvila, for tshuah, should work for hazah. That's his kal v'chomer to say that mayim also should work for hazah. Now the truth is, this kal v'chomer is quite difficult to understand. The mayim that works for tvila, to be toivel in, that's plain water. How can we learn from there a din to the mechatos, which is mayim, which has the efer paraduma in it? He's not suggesting that any mayim would work for hazah, only mechatos. So how can you learn that from a kal v'chomer, from the fact that mayim works for tvila? And secondly, according to the Rimilu Nil, the whole inyan of hazah has nothing to do with tumah and taira. So what is he making this kal v'chomer from the fact that mayim works for tvila? But al kaparim, this is the shita of the Rimilu Nil, like the first teretz of Tosis and Dibur Maschil hazah, that the limud from Miluim is a limud gomor, and the nichnas mayim tachas dam works on a deraisa level, and he also says that the sugan dav ches has to be going according to Reish Lakish and not according to Rabbi Yechanan, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, the hazois have nothing to do with tumma. Now this Rimilu Nil will fit very well with something else that the Rimilu Nil says, to explain the lashon of the braisa that says that mazan olav kol shiva mikol chatois shehayu sham, that were mazah on the Kohen Gadol from all the paris adumois that were ever brought. And he says, what is the pshat in this? Why do you have to use all the paris adumois? He says, dailoi ba'achas, d'yolfinu mimiluim, just like by miluim, you're mazah from the dam of one carbon, why do you have to use from many paris adumois? And he says it was a din to be mechabed the different koyanim who brought the paris adumois, in order to be mechabed every one of them, so we use a little bit from each para aduma. Now the Gain in his Pirush on Para, Perek Gimel, over there the Mishnah is talking about the Hazois that we do on the Kohen HaSarif Es HaPara. Over there also the Mishnah says that we're Mazen Olav Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatois Shoyu Sham. And the Gain explains, what does it mean Mikol Chatois Shoyu Sham? And he says it was a Maila to be Choshesh, that perhaps one Para Duma was not done Behechsher, We go out of our way as much as possible to be choshesh, even for a chashash rochaik, to make sure that the kohen hasarif as a para is actually tahor. So that's why we take from all the paras adumos in case one was not done behechsher. Now it would seem that the rimul nil fits very well with shitasai. He explains that the hazois that are done on the kohen gadol during the days of prisha have nothing to do with tumah. So even though Enechanami perhaps to explain the Mishnah in Parah, over there were Mazda on the Kohen HaSarif as a Parah because of Achshash Tumah, there we can explain that we go out of our way to be Cheshish, that maybe one Parah Duma was not brought by Hechsher. But here, we were Mazda on the Kohen Gadol, similar to the Hazois of the Miluim, and it had nothing to do with Tumah V'Taira, here the Rimilunia was bothered by, why should we have to be Mazda Mikol Chatois Shayu Sham? And that he explained to be Mechabed, the different Kohanim who brought the various Parahs Adumas. Hakoponim, we explained two mahalchim in the sugya to understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. What is the yesod of these hazois? According to one mahalach of Tosfos, the limud from miluim is only asmachta ba'alma, it's not a din d'oraisa, and therefore the hazois are mishum tumo. And they only found a smach that we find similar concept of hazois by the Yimei miluim. So here also we made hazois, but these are mishum tumo. And therefore, in a chanami on the fourth day, there would be no reason to do the hazah. According to the second mahalach of Tosfos and the Rimilu Nil, that's the way the Gvur Sari holds as well, the limud from Miluim is a limud gomer min atayra, and the hazois are midai raisa, and nichnas mayim tachas dam is a svar min atayra, and therefore it would be even on the fourth day, because they're nothing to do with tumah, it's exeris akosiv. Now perhaps we can suggest another nafkamina in these two tzadim. We mentioned earlier the Sfas Emes, who says that Prisha 7 days, which is learned from Miluim, is one unit of seven, and if you have less than seven, then you don't do Prisha at all. Now what would happen in the case where the Kohen Gadol was not Parish the first day, so he does not do the din Prisha to Lishkas Parhedrin, would we still do a Hazois on the Kohen Gadol for the remainder of the days? Now it would seem that if you hold, like the Shitas of the Rishonim, the Rimul Nil, and one Mahalach of Tosfos, that the din Prisha is a din Dairaisa, it's not a Asmachta, and the din Hazois also is another detail which is learned from Miluim, and it's Midairaisa, and it's not Mishum Tumah, then it would seem, Poshut, that you only do Hazois if you do the whole Prisha. Hazois is one detail, it's one prat in the Seder Prisha, which we learn from Miluim. But if you're not doing Prisha, if you miss the first day, and therefore you don't go to Lishkas Parhedrin for the remainder of the days, then the Pashas would be that you don't do the Hazois either. Hazois is only one prat in the whole Seder HaPrisha. However, if you hold that the Hazois is really Mishum Chashash Tumah, and they're only Masmechit, it's similar to the Hazois that we find by the Miluim, then perhaps even if you don't do the Iker Prisha, we're not Mafresh the Kohen Gadol to the Lishkas Parhedrin, perhaps we still do the Hazois because of the Chashash Tumah. This is not muchach. You can't argue that even according to this tzad, the Chacham were only misakin the concept of Hazois if you're already doing Prisha. But one can argue the other way, that even if we're not doing the Iker Prisha, still we'll do Hazois because of the Chashash Tumah. Now, till now we've been saying that that's for sure, that the Hazois which were done during the days of Miluim had nothing to do with Tumah. It was the Gzeres HaKosov. And therefore, if the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol is learned with a Limud Gomer from Miluim, and the Hazois of the Kohen Gadol are also learned from Miluim, then these Hazois as well will have nothing to do with Tumah, it will be Gzeres HaKosov Ba'alma. However, there is another Mahalach in the Sugyo, and that is the Shita of the Me'iri, which is assuming now like this, and he has a new pshat in what it means, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam. The Shita of the Me'iri is discussed in the Sefer Siach Yitzchok, he's Ma'arich about it, and the Me'iri says that the first Parah Aduma ever was brought the day after Yom Shmini L'Miluim. Rashi and Gittin, Samach Amad Beis, Kosa Yerushalmi, that says that Be'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkon, Yom Shmini L'Miluim was the first day of Nisan, B'Sheini Loi, the second day of Nisan, Nisr Fapara. That's when the first Parah Aduma was brought. And the Me'iri says that before the first Parah Aduma, how can one possibly be mitayer himself from Tumas Meis through Hazois Dam? He says Hazois Dam originally accomplished what later on was accomplished through the Mechatos. And this is how he understands the Gemara, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam. The Mei Para takes the place of the Dam, mamish literally. Dam originally accomplished Tahira, and therefore during the Shivas Mea Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitayer Aaron and his sons through the Hazois of the Dam. And the Kohen Gadol does the same thing. He's mitayer himself through the Hazois of the Mechatos. That's what it means, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam. This is a whole new mahalach in the sugya. According to this, even if you don't like Rabbi Yochanan, and you hold that the limud from miluim is a limud gomer midairaisa, and that din hazois also are learned from miluim, still you can say that the point of the hazois was to be matar. And therefore the Gemara in Daf Ches, which asks, why do we have to be maza on the fourth day, that could fit according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. Even though we learn hazois from miluim, but by miluim also the hazois were coming to be matar. And therefore the Gemara asks that l'dairis, when you're maza from the mechatos in order to be matar, why would you have to be maza on the fourth day? For that, there's no reason. And it's interesting, the Meiri says that even though we no longer have the concept of dam being metair, rather we have mechatos taking its place, but there is still one place where we find this concept of dam being metair, and that is by mitzayra. The din is that by mitzayra, we're maza on the mitzayra from the dam hatzipar, that's a hazo, which is coming to be metair. The Meiri explains this is the last vestige of the concept of dam being mitar. Now we should make just one point to clarify this Meiri. When he says that nichas mayim tachas dam, that what the mayim eventually accomplished was originally done through dam, now the truth is the process was different. The dam, we find, was sprinkled on Aaron Ubonov for each day for 7 consecutive days. Whereas mechatas, we know, is only done on Yom Shlishi and Yom Shvi. Apparently, even though the mayim took the place of the dam, but the process was different. Dam has to be done 7 consecutive days. Mayim accomplishes the same thing when it's done on Shlishi and Shvi. Now, although this Meiri is a Chiddush, we find another Rishon who seems to say the same thing. The Cheskuni in Parshas Ba'alo Yischa, where it's in the beginning of the parasha, where it's discussed the Seder Chinuch of the Levim. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to be Mechanech the Levim, and part of that Chinuch was a process of Tahira. It says, "Hazei aleihem meichatos ve'haviu sarah kol besarim." And the Chaskuni asks from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that this chinuch halavim was done on Yom Shmini lemiluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara also says that the parah aduma was not nisraf until the next day, so there was no meichatos until Yom Sheni of Nisan. So the Chaskuni asks, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have been commanded to sprinkle on Aaron Ubanov from the parah aduma? There was no paraduma at that point. It only existed the next day. And he says we have to explain the psukim that when it says hazei aleihem meichatos, to sprinkle on them from the meichatos, that means when there will be meichatos the next day, then sprinkle on them. But enichanami, it could not have been done on that same day. And the Chaskuni asks, if so, how were the Levim able to sing Shira on Yom Shmini Lemiluim? The first day when Avodah was done through the Kainim in the Mishkan, the day of Chinuch, when Aaron Ubonov started to do the Avodah, surely there was Shira saying on that day. How were the Levim able to come into the Mishkan and sing Shira if they were Tamei? And the Chaskuni says, the answer is, the Gemara knew what. The Gemara says, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam. What eventually was accomplished through the Mechatos was originally done with Dam. And therefore he says, that Moshe sprinkled on Levim, Dam, in order to be Matar them, and allow them to come sing Shira before the Paraduma existed. So we find the Chaskuni says the same thing as the Meiri. The Chaskuni also holds, Er Gemara Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam, means to say, that what the Mechatos eventually did, was originally done through Dam. Now in the Hemshach of the Gemara, the bottom of Daud Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings, Tanya Kavosi the Reish Lakish. The Gemara brings a Braisa, a Tana, who holds like Reish Lakish. The Braisa says, Moshe, Ola ba'onon, v'neskasa ba'onon, v'neskadash ba'onon, kedei lekabel toyer liyisrael b'kdusho, shenemra v'yishkoin kvayt Hashem al Har-Sinai. The Gemara brings a Tana that says, that the yishkoin kvayt Hashem al Har-Sinai, zeho yomaisa achar aseres ha-dibris, shayu tchila l'arboim yoyim. When the Pasuk says, that the yishkoin kvayt Hashem al Har-Sinai, and from there were 6 days when the Onan was on Har Sinai, and on the seventh day, Vayikra Moshe b'yom Hashirim b'toicha Onan. This Tana holds that this story happened after already the Aseres HaDibros were given already. The Gemara on Amud Beis explains that these were the first days of the 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, when he went up to get the rest of the Torah after Klal Yisrael already received Aseres HaDibros, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gemara says, he's the one who holds, like Reish Lakish, that from here we can learn out Prisha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up 6 days and was Niskasa B'onan, and those were days when he was preparing to be Mekabel the rest of the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva argues, he holds Vayishkoin Kfein Hashem means from a Shchedr Sivan, when Klai Yisrael first got to Har Sinai, and the 6 days were before Kabbalah Satorah, and according to him, there's no Makar to Prisha. Rashi explains, because according to him, these 6 days were not days when Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing, weren't days of Prisha, because Moshe Rabbeinu was going up and down to bring messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Makar from here to the din of Prisha. Now the Braisa continues with two more Shitas of Tanoim. Rav Nosson Omer, Leibah HaKosov Elo Lamarik Achila V'Shtiyo Shebameyov, Lesumu Kamalachi Asharis. According to Rav Nosson, the point of these 6 days was to cleanse himself from all achila v'shtia and to raise him to the status of a malach hayasharis. Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh Omer, Leibo HaKosov Elo La'ayim Olov, Kadei Shetahitoyer Nitenes Be'imo Beresis Uvezeya, Shenemar Ivdus Hashem B'yiro V'givu B'ra'oda. So Rashi explains that both of these Tanoim, Rav Nosson and Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh, also agree that these 6 days were 6 days of preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mekabel the Torah. In other words, they held like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that these days are after Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing himself to go up to be Mekabel the rest of the Torah. Now the question is, can we learn according to these Tanoim that there also is a Makar to Prisha before one goes to Machne Shechina? So Rashi says that according to Rav Nosson, even though he's maskim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that these 6 days were after Matan Torah, and they were preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mekabel the rest of the Torah, nevertheless, we cannot learn from here a makar to Reish Lakish that there should be a din prisha for anyone who goes to Machne Shechina. Why not? Rashi says because the whole concept was to be memarik achila v'shtiya shebameyov, to make him into a malach hasharis, and that's something which was only negeya then at the time in order to be makabel the Torah. Aval ba'al maloi be'inan miruk, Rashi says. This concept of miruk is not something which would be negeya l'deiris before the Kohen Gadol would go into Machne Shechina. And therefore, according to Rav Nosson, there's no Makar for Reish Lakish. Only according to Rav Yossi Aglili is there a Makar. Now, what about according to Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh? Here, Rashi does not explain. According to Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh, these 6 days were also a preparation for Matan Torah. And the point was, La'ayim Olov, to frighten Moshe Rabbeinu to a certain level, to prepare him to be Mekabel the Torah in a certain mindset. And Rashi does not go on to say, is there a Makar to the Din Prisha, the Dairis, according to this, or is there no Makar? Can we learn from here that a Kohen Gadol who goes Lefnai Lefnim also needs 6 days of Prisha, like Reish Lakish, or not? Rashi's not clear. So the Gvura Sari makes a beautiful diuk to say that this Shaila is totally in a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Lashon of Rav Masiyo ben Chorosh is that we want to be Ma'ayim on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Kadei Shetahitoyer Nitenes Be'imo Bereses Ubezeya, Shenemar Ivdu Es Hashem B'Yiro V'Gilu Bira'odo. Mai V'Gilu Bira'odo? The point of this Prisha was to put Moshe Rabbeinu into a matziv of iyum, a state of fear, in order that the Torah should be niskabel be'emo be'yiro be'reses u'be'zeya. And Rav Masiyo said the reason why we're concerned there should be yiro is because it's a situation of gilo, and b'mokem gilo we want that there should be ro'odo as well. So what is the gilo exactly that we're referring to? So Rashi says, "B'mokem gila, matan Torah shaluchos." The gila, the exuberance, was the giving of the Torah. Diksiv pikudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev. Torah is simcha. That's the simcha that we were preparing for, and we wanted that b'mokem gila, where there's kabbalas Torah, which is something which is great simcha, there should also at the same time be ra'ada. There should be fear as well. Tosfos over here in the top Tosfos, he says, "B'mokem gila, kediksiv." Tosfos brings a different pasuk. What does Tosfos want? Why does he not like Rashi's pasuk? He goes out of his way to bring another pasuk. So the Gvura Sari explains like this. He says, according to Rashi, the gila that we're referring to is the gila of Kabbalah Satorah. According to that, there will be no makar from here to the din of Reish Lakish for Prisha of the Kohen Gadol. Over here there was gila, the Kabbalah Satorah. And that required Ra'adah, that required Prisha to prepare himself, to put him into a matzav of Yira, so that there should be Ra'adah together with the Gila. That's only by Kabbalah Satorah there was such a point. However, by the Kohen Gadol, before he goes with Nayu Lefnim, why should there be a din of Prisha? Why would we want there to be Ma'ayim on him? It was not a situation of Gila that we're concerned about Ra'adah, it was a whole different situation. It had nothing to do with Gila, it had nothing to do with Kabbalah Satorah. Taisa said no. Taisa said b'mokim gila. K'diksiv oiz v'chedav m'mkaymai. The verse where he explains Taisus wanted to learn that according to Ramasya ben Chorosh, there is a makar to the din prisha. We can't bring Ramasya ben Chorosh as a makar for Reish Lakish. And therefore, Taisus brought a different pasuk that says, Oiz v'chedva b'mkaymai. Taisus' understanding, b'mokam gila, means to say that a mokam of Shechina is a mokam of gila. Any mokam Shechina would be a mokam of gila, and therefore the Kohen Gadol, when he goes l'fnai l'fnim as well, he's also going to the mokam Shechina, so he's also going to the mokam gila. And anytime one goes to the mokam gila, we want that should be b'mokam gila, sham tehera oda. So according to Taisus, there will be a makar to prisha. We want that the Kohen Gadol also should be in a state of Ema before he goes l'fnai l'fnim, so that there is ra'ala b'makam gila. Now the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis brings the Marchoikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omar, kol hakosuv behen ma'akiv behen. Anything that's written in the parasha of the Miluim is ma'akiv in the Miluim. Chad Omar, dovar ma'akiv l'doris ma'akiv behem, she'en ma'akiv l'doris, ein ma'akiv behem. Only in Aveda, which L'Doris was Ma'akev, so by Miluim also it's Ma'akev. But if L'Doris it's not Ma'akev, then by Miluim as well, the Avodah is not Ma'akev. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, the Rabbi Yechanan who the Omer, kol hakosuv behem Ma'akev behem. Rabbi Yechanan is the man, the Omer, that holds that anything by Miluim is Ma'akev. Midikam le Rishimin ben Lakish, the Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, imam Miluim kol hakosuv behem Ma'akev behem, v'loikom ahadrlei. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan that according to you that learn Prisha from Miluim, so just like by Miluim it's Ma'akev, also L'Doris it's Ma'akev. And Rabbi Yechanan didn't argue and say, no, I hold by Miluim also it's not Ma'akev. We see Rabbi Yechanan is the one that holds that Kol HaKosuv Behen Ma'akev Behen. Now according to the other man Omer, Rabbi Chanina, that only an Aveda which is Ma'akev L'Doris is Ma'akev by Miluim as well, we have to really understand what does exactly this mean. And the Shaila is, what is the initial assumption? When we have Psukim by the Parsha of Miluim, explain to us the whole Seder, what exactly has to be done. Do we say that the initial assumption is that everything that it says in the Parsha is Ma'akev? Everything has to be done exactly the way the Torah describes it. And if one detail is missing, then the Chinuch is not accomplished. Only if we find that the identical Avodah is done L'Doris, and L'Doris it's not Ma'akev, then we'll change our assumption, and we'll assume by Miluim as well, the Torah does not mean to say that it's Ma'akev. That's one possibility. The other side is to say the opposite. The initial assumption is that anything, even though it says in the parasha, it's not Ma'akev, that's only L'chatchila the way it's supposed to be done, but even if it's not done that way, it won't be Ma'akev. Only if we'll find that the same Avodah, the Torah is makbid, and it's ma'akev, then we'll assume that by Miluim as well, when the Torah says to be done a specific way, if it's not done that way, then it'll be ma'akev. Or in other words, let's say we have an Aveda which was done by the Miluim, and we do not find any comparable Aveda done l'Doris. We don't have something to compare it to. So according to the first Tad, we'll assume that it's ma'akev, because we don't find anywhere otherwise. According to the second Tad, no. We'll assume it's not Ma'akev. We don't have a makar to say that it should be Ma'akev because we don't find anywhere L'Doris that it's Ma'akev. Now the Chaznish addresses this Shaila, and the Chaznish assumes, like the Tzad, that Pashtus is that anything that it says by Miluim should be Ma'akev. He says that's the Svara. He says, Svara kol inin ha-Miluim chadhu. Everything that it says in the Miluim is one long process. U'ma'akvin advarm ze'ezeh. Everything is Ma'akev each other. If it's not done completely, it doesn't work. And therefore, he says, an Avodah which does not have anything comparable L'Doris, so the Svarach Yitzayna, the assumption will be that it is Ma'akev. That's the Shita of the Chazanish, and perhaps we'll see soon a riot to the other side. Now the Sfas Emes over here asks Akasha. He says, why does the Gemara bring this Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan or Chanina, whether Miluim Kol HaKosuv Behem Ma'akev Behem or not? It's rare for the Gemara to bring such a Shaila, which is not Negea Bechlal Halacha L'Maisa. The Miluim was a one-time thing. Whatever was done, was done. Why does the Gemara have to know if everything that was done then was Ma'akev or not? What is it Negei L'maisa? And he says that we really don't find what does Rabbi Yechanan himself hold about Prisha Shivas Yomim before Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Beis asked that according to Rabbi Yechanan who learns Prisha from Miluim, so Reish Lakish says, then if so, it should be Ma'akev by Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim as well. And he brought a riot from the Mishnah that it's not Ma'akev. Because the Mishnah says that the second Kain, the substitute, So the Mishnah uses a lashon of maskinon. It doesn't say mafrishin. It's mashmak, does not need prisha. And the Gemara says it must be why, because prisha anyways is not ma'akev b'diyevet. Now we don't find, what did Rabbi Yochanan answer to Reish Lakish? Did Rabbi Yochanan agree that it's not ma'akev b'diyevet or not? The Tosfos Hashanim over there says, b'shem the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yochanan answered back to Reish Lakish, Matsinu harbi dvarim, the halomed ma'akev, v'hanilmad enei ma'akev. There are many other places where we find that even though the makar, the source of the limud, over there was ma'akev, and from there we learn to another place, and the nilmud is not ma'akev, that's not a problem, that's not a kasha. Even though we learn the prisha, shivas yomim from iluim, and by iluim it's ma'akev, it's not a problem to say that by the nilmud, by the shivas yomim kodim yom kippurim, there it's not ma'akev. That's what the Tosfos Hashanim says, as well as the Ritva. However, we find in the Rin Milu Nil, he says otherwise. He says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to be madrig, even though the Mishnah says maskinon, it must mean that it's really mafishin. Because the second Kohen Gadol really does need a prisha shivas yomim. Rabbi Yochanan argued on Reish Lakish, he did not agree to the deek of the Mishnah, and he held that the second Kohen Gadol does need prisha. Since the din prisha is learned out of miluim, and by miluim it's ma'akiv, so shivas yomim kodim yom kippurim would also be ma'akiv. So the filler Rimi Lonil, Rabbi Yochanan does indeed hold that Prisha Shiva Ma'akiv. The Gemara later on in Daf Hei Amud Aleph seems to hold again clearly that the Din Prisha is not Ma'akiv. However, the Sosema says that perhaps the Gemara in Daf Hei is only going according to Reish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. And it seems that the Sosema leans to this tzad. He doesn't quote the Rimi Lonil, but he has a tzad to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Prisha is Ma'akiv. And therefore the Sosema says, and if Prisha L'Doris is Ma'akiv, if it's learned out of Miluim, so the Gemara has to know, is Miluim Ma'akiv or not, in order to know if Prisha is Ma'akiv, Prisha L'Doris is Ma'akiv or not. Since Rabbi Yochanan learns Prisha from Miluim, so we have to know if by the Miluim it's Ma'akiv. If by the Miluim it's Ma'akiv, the Melo Prisha L'Doris would also be Ma'akiv. So that's why the Gemara has to discuss this question, whether Miluim Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akiv Behem or not. This is what the Tosfos Emes says, and it would seem that it's very schwer to understand the Gemara according to what he's saying. Because the Gemara is proving that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds Miluim Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akiv Behem. How? Because he's maskim to Reish Lakish that the din prisha of the Miluim is Ma'akiv. It must be Rabbi Yochanan holds Miluim Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akiv Behem. Now if you look like the Tosfos Hashanim, that Rabbi Yochanan himself is maskim that prisha L'Doris is not Ma'akiv, he'll be maskim to the Deek on the Mishnah of Reish Lakish, that prisha L'Doris is not Ma'akiv, then we understand the Gemara has a good raya. That even though Prisha L'Doris is not Ma'akev, so this is an example of something which we find L'Doris is not Ma'akev, nevertheless Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Miluim it is Ma'akev. Oh, so we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds even something which is not Ma'akev L'Doris is Ma'akev by Miluim. However, if we're going to learn, like the Tosfos Emes and the Rimi Lunil, that Prisha L'Doris is Ma'akev, so how could the Gemara bring a raya from this that Rabbi Yochanan holds Prisha by Miluim is Ma'akev, that Rabbi Yochanan is the Shita of Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Behem? The whole machloikis, whether Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Behem is not or not, is only something which L'Doris is not Ma'akev. But here, this is something which is Ma'akev L'Doris. Prisha is Ma'akev L'Doris. So of course Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that it's Ma'akev by Miluim. The whole Shaila is only something which is not Ma'akev L'Doris. So how do we understand the Gemara's Raya according to this Tosfos Emes and the Rimi Lonil? Now here it would seem that it depends on the original question we asked before. What is the pshat in the Manda Omar that only things that are ma'akev l'doris are ma'akev by miluim? What is the initial assumption? Is the initial assumption that it's ma'akev? Unless we find that l'doris it's not ma'akev, that will tell us otherwise, that also by miluim it won't be ma'akev. Or the opposite, the initial assumption is that it will not be ma'akev, it will only be lechatchila, until we find the makar that l'doris it is ma'akev, then that will tell us by miluim it should be ma'akev as well. Now, if we assume like the Chazanish held that the Pashtus is that anything that it says by Miluim is Ma'akev, unless we find otherwise, then it would seem that the Gemara is hard to understand according to the Rimi Lunil. How could the Gemara prove from Rabbi Yochanan that he's the Shita of Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Behem? Just because Rabbi Yochanan says that Prisha by Miluim was Ma'akev, of course it's Ma'akev. The only place we find Prisha is by Miluim, and there is no example of Darius that it's not Ma'akev. And when we learn from Miluim to Prisha L'Doris, then it is also Ma'akev over there. So there's nowhere that it's not Ma'akev. So of course Prisha by Miluim is Ma'akev. How can we prove from here that even something which we know L'Doris is not Ma'akev, is Ma'akev here, is Ma'akev by Miluim? However, if we'll assume not like the Chazon Ish, and the Chayyur, this is a raya that the real Milonia learned like the other tzad, that the Pashtus is that anything that says by Miluim is not Ma'aka, even unless we know otherwise. So when we get to the Din Prisha by Miluim, we don't have any Mekar L'Doris. We don't know of such a concept of Prisha anywhere else. The only Prisha that we know is by Miluim, and from there, Enachanami will learn L'Doris, and according to the Rimilonil, when we learn L'Doris, we'll learn that there is to Ma'akev as well. However, since there is no other concept of Prisha other than the Miluim, we don't have any Mekar that the Prisha should be Ma'akev. We don't see anywhere else in the Torah telling us that Prisha is Ma'akev. So why would Rebbe Chanan assume that Prisha by Miluim is Ma'akev? Why did he not answer back Reish Lakish? No, I hold Prisha by Miluim is not Ma'akev. Because since there's no source, there's no other place in the Torah telling us that it should be Ma'akev, so the assumption should be that it's not Ma'akev. And even though Prisha L'Doris is Ma'akev, yeah, because that's only after we know by Miluim it's Ma'akev, and from Miluim we learn to Prisha L'Doris, so there also it's Ma'akev. But before we know Prisha by Miluim, we don't know at all of the concept of Prisha anywhere else, and the original assumption should be that it's not Ma'akev, so the Gemara has a good raya. Why does the Bechan hold that it is Ma'akev? It must be your Bechan is the Shita that holds. No. Kol HaKosu Ben Ma'akev Mehem. Everything that it says by Miluim is Ma'akev, regardless of whether L'Doris it's Ma'akev or not. The Gemara has a good raya. So it would seem that the only way the real Milonil could understand the Gemara is if he learns not like the Chazon Ish. Rather, the Manda Omar who holds Dover Ma'akev L'Doris Ma'akev, he holds that only something where we have a Makor, that L'Doris it's Ma'akev, then we'll say by Miluim it's Ma'akev as well. So if so, the Gemara has a Raya, then Rabbi Yochanan must not hold of the Shita. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Prisha by Miluim is Ma'akev, even though we have no Makor that L'Doris it should be Ma'akev. Now just to finish off, in the Sefer Ha'oris from Rabbi Yashiv on the Sechlas Yuma, he asks this Kasha, why does the Kasha of the Sfasemis, why does the Gemara discuss whether Miluim Kalakosu Ben Ma'akev Mehem or not? What is it Negeya? Usually the Gemara does not discuss something which is not Negeya L'Doris. And he brings the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Shayush Shlishi writes that any mitzvah which is not a mitzvah l'dayres is not counted in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. And he says, an example, is the mitzvah of the Chanukah Samizbeach. He says, the dinei miluim was something which was only l'sha'a. It was a one-time thing, not something which is noeg l'dayres, and therefore he does not count in his minyan ha-mitzvahs the mitzvah of Chinuch HaMizbeach. The Ramban over there argues, and he says that the din Chinuch HaMizbeach is something which is L'Doris. He quotes that he says that by Shlomo HaMelech we find that he had a process of Chinuch. The Gemara Menachah says that B'mei Ezra, they were marker of Karbonis for Miluim. And he says, L'mais HaMashiach as well, there will be a Seder of Chinuchas HaMizbeach. There will be a concept of Miluim. Now he asks, on the other hand, we do find the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Gimel that seems to say that Miluim was only L'Shoah and not L'Doris. And the Ramban is Mechalik, he says that there were certain aspects of the Miluim which were coming in order to be Mechanech Aaron Ubonov. They were coming to be Mimala Es Yodam, to be Mechanech them with a Din Kahuna. And the Ramban says those aspects of the Miluim are something which was only L'Shoah and not L'Doris. Once Aaron Ubonov were Neschanech, once there already was Kahuna, There's no necessity to do a chinuch kahuna again for any time in the future. However, the Ramban says, but the avodas that were done to be mechanech lemizbeach, the pasuk says that certain of the korbanos were brought to be mechaper on the mizbeach, to be mekadosh the mizbeach. That concept of chinuch mizbeach, the Ramban says, was noeg l'doris. Those were the korbanos that Shlomo HaMelech brought to be mechanech lemizbeach, and Bimei Ezra they brought those korbanos, and therefore Ramban says that the concept of miluim is something which is noeg l'doris. So Rabbi Yashiv says that it would seem Er Gemara fits much better with the Shita of the Ramban. If the Gemara discusses what's Ma'akev by Miluim, it would seem that there's an Afkamina L'Doris. So therefore Er Gemara would fit much better if we hold that there's a concept of Miluim for future generations, and therefore the Gemara has to know what is Ma'akev and what is not Ma'akev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.